Skype of Cthulhu presents a Cthulhu Dark Ages scenario. The tomb. Well, it looks like not a whole lot happened last time. We have very few notes.
There are very few notes.
A group of us went to the Hermitage. Where they have a vow of silence that only applies to a certain radius around the Hermitage, I guess, because we had to go out into the woods with one of them, and then he talked to us, and we told him that everyone in the mission was dead, except for Brother Goodman, who is missing and still missing. He told us some more folk tales, which have nothing to do with our missing brother. Demon in the woods. Some people want to go hunting for the demon. I don't know why. I don't know what that has to do with finding Brother Goodman. But that group eventually then just returned to Law, where we talked about some of the characters who have seen either wanton women or demons trying to tempt them in the woods, looking like women in white, or maybe fog. A little tough to get people's story straight. And that's about it.
Anyone have a different point of view, or we all agree that that's more or less... I feel like there was a little.
We actually spoke with the Lord of La, and he conceded to arrange for a mission and go out into the woods and look for the sect that actually used to be, the one that supposedly they got rid of and. Gunther is suspecting that he's behind the deaths of the monks and the disappearance of our brother. So he has conceded to provide some four warriors, and with the help of those four men, our group of warriors is gonna go out and start hunting.
I don't recall him being so specific, but some men, yes. Yes.
Nope. It's four. That's what Randall said. I'm sure he's right.
Already starting to rewrite his backstory as we change his sand levels. yes, and I believe that Jeeks had told the brothers that he was headed out to search. Headed back to, I'm not sure where you were planning on searching, but you were going to head out tomorrow into the world and look for the for Brother Goodman.
So that is correct, because as far as Jeeks is concerned, all this talk about ghost women and demons in the woods is potentially a problem, but I fail to see, or Jeeks fails to see, how that connects to Brother Goodman, which is kind of Jeek's main concern, is Brother Goodman is still missing. We need to go look for him. And everyone else is apparently just running off chasing folktales for, I don't know, no particular reason.
Right. And it was, let's see, was it Gunther and Anselm and Wilhelm that believe that we're out at the foresters.
I think it was only two of us who were out at the foresters.
There you are, Aldrich and Wilhelm. Excellent. Out at the foresters' camp, right. And so you had your little thing that Jeeks believes is alcohol-induced.
The man's a fool.
Very good. And So after a day for most of you filled with much conversation and some debate, you all return to Law. Jeeks has gone to the church and the Father Zuko's residence. We have Wilhelm and Senwolf have gone to the tavern, to Berghoff's house and tavern, while Gunther, Aldrich, and Anselm went to the Lord's Hall and were sort of talking about their hunting mission. Elfric, where anything you would like to sort of do in the late hours of this day based on what you've heard, or and where would you like to end up?
I think I'm going to end up at the tavern.
Okay.
To do some juggling, some singing, and mostly just be surrounded by the big, strong, fighting men who can probably save me if any trouble happens.
Okay. And Catherine? Steve here?
Yeah, I'm here. I think she would have gone back to Law with everybody. She's probably leaning towards heading off with Brother Jeeks if he'll help her. But she's more interested in looking for Istvan up there somewhere. But she would have, I'm looking for the lady's name.
The mother. So you're headed back to the hall.
Yeah. That's,
I'm not sure we gave her a name, despite other than Lady Brant.
Yeah. Okay. Back to Lady Brant to, enjoy her hospitality for the evening.
Yep. Okay. Very good. So the evening wears on. In the various places, the furniture is pushed aside and the bedding brought out as night comes in. You hear the guards doing their last rounds, locking up, closing the gates and so forth. And you all go to sleep. At some point in the night, Anselm, you wake up. So you're on the floor in the Great Hall on your on your bedding there, and mm-hmm. you wake up as not very far from you. There are two guards, one of whom is dressed in his armor, and the other, who has obviously just been dragged out of bed, and you're sort of they're in the middle of a conversation, and you hear the armed guard saying he got word that one of the Slav kids has gone missing. They're organizing a search party. I need to get back to my post, but if any of you want to help out, I'm sure they'd appreciate the volunteers. And then that guard, the one in his armor, sort of heads back out to presumably the gatepost where he is stationed for the night. Meanwhile, Wilhelm, also at some point... Oh, Wilhelm's not here. Wilhelm hears nothing. He's completely out of it. Senwolf, you are in Burgos Tavern.
Yep.
And you hear Bryn talking to a young girl, and the young girl is obviously Slavic. You can hear the accent, but she's speaking. Actually, she's she's speaking in sort of a mix of German and Slavic to Brune. And she says to Brune, my brother is missing. Can you can you do something? And Brune responds, she basically says, I'll ask my father if he can send some men. And then she actually sort of looks around and sees that Senwolf is awake. And she actually goes over to you and says, Senwolf, one of the children has gone missing from Berlin, just a few minutes west of here. It's quite a stir. They're trying to set up a search party while they still can. If you all are interested, that would be great. And then she rushes off to talk to her, Bergolf, who's in the main, you know, back in the other part of the house.
And who's with me in the tavern?
So in the tavern,
Alfric
and Wilhelm are with you.
All right. Well, I will poke both of them with my foot and say, get up. We've got something to do.
Okay.
One of them remained asleep.
Right. Wilhelm's like, oh, I had such a long day of drinking. What's new?
Okay.
Stay by me. We're just looking around for things. I'll keep you safe. Let's go, minstrel.
Minstrel away.
Excellent. Yes, you guys, the two of you, get up and as you're sort of putting yourselves together, Brune comes back out and says, oh, good. I'm glad you're coming. And she's apparently headed there as well. And she said, oh, we can go together. And what happens in the, over in the hall here with,
I hear this and I, roll over to Gunther and I poke him awake. Gunther, somebody's gone missing in one of the little towns. Let's go help.
Oh, what? Missing? Oh, yeah. Boy, related. Trolley related. Yeah.
Right.
Are the men gathering? We're gonna go from search party?
I think so. Some guards were getting together.
Excellent. Yes, let's join them.
And as a reminder, Aldrich is also there with you, sleeping. You may not want. Maybe you don't like him, which is fine.
I wasn't. I. Oh, he smells so bad. All right.
What? Oh my goodness. So you know, I smell bad. I'm also a drunkard. It's just like this is the
group. Just point out all his flaws, why don't you?
All right. I'll give him a poke.
I have to.
What? What?
I'll cover that finger.
There's a missing kid. Let's get up.
Ah, yes, of course.
So two of the soldiers are also getting, you know, putting on their bits of armor that they don't sleep in, and grabbing their weapons, and they seem quite pleased to have company. They grab torches and pass them around as you head out into the night. And presumably, it takes you a similar amount of time. So both of these groups, arrive down. So you sort of take that diagonal path to the southwest and, end up I'm in the right place. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, and end up towards the forest there at number 14. So you're sort of going by torchlight. It's not horrible because you're in the open fields. You cross, so you sort of walk through on the path through the late fall fields around the pond, and as you arrive in this small village, or it's not even a village, homestead of Berlin, You can see that people are gathered and sort of moving around, and lots of torches and a few, maybe a lantern or two, as you are sort of greeted. You can all give me perception checks, please.
Spot hidden or listen
spot,
or
spot hidden, what I mean.
Insight, right?
spot hidden.
Extreme success.
Okay.
It only and feels regular. Like D&D.
We know Edwin's favorite game.
Yeah.
Okay, I pass.
He just puts up with us. 88 fail.
It's a fail for me.
I had an extreme.
Fenwolf had an extreme, and I thought I heard one other success.
I was successful.
Yeah. And one, was there anything else, or that was it?
Me, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just chose to ignore you. I think I was talking while you were talking was the real issue.
Okay.
So, so you see, I think the three of you notice, obviously, that of your gang, neither Catherine nor Brother Jeeks, or Father Jeeks, are to be seen in the area. And Senwolf, you see sort of on the other side of the little hamlet, you know, just a 100 feet away or so, but it's hard to see in torchlight. But you recognize Brother Kirill from the Hermitage. He's the Slavic brother who had apparently been out the previous day, and whom you met briefly at the Hermitage, sort of towards the tail end of lunch. He's arrived, and he's talking with some of the men who seem to be getting ready to go out into the to search the area. They've got some dogs. So what are you all doing as you arrive at this little hamlet? People seem pleased to see you. The soldiers, you know, sort of are going to talk to people. There's definitely, people sort of looking in the, just right within the hamlet, you know, picking up, using their torches and, I don't know, turning over barrels and kicking over little haylofts kind of things. Nobody seems to be yet going far afield.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I was just going to say, are there tracks that I've noticed, being a keen tracker?
Where are you looking for tracks? What are you doing?
At the perimeter of the village. See if there's.
You're going to take your torch and walk around the perimeter of the village.
Yes.
I will do the same.
Okay, are you going to join him, or are you going to sort of make a separate circuit?
I probably would not join him. I'd probably stay with the three people I woke up, or two people I woke up with, try to convince them to stay with me.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So as you sort of start to make the circuit, there are, of course, lots of tracks. You don't find anything out of the ordinary. So you find tracks going into the fields. You find some stuff going up and down the road. You find, obviously lots of tracks, sort of recent tracks from the northeast where you all and the soldiers and so forth came in. And there's tracks heading out into the, there's a little trail heading out into the woods, and there's some tracks on that. But you don't find any blood. You don't find any super obvious sort of, you don't find Yeti tracks or any, you know, you don't find anything that sort of, you're like, oh, what the heck's this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'd like to go up to Brother Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this the town where you were nursing a sick child? It's not the same child, is it?
It is. It is. I'm obviously worried about him, but I'm amazed that he's he must have been taken. There's no way he could have walked. And so when I left yesterday, he was incoherent and really unable to move. He just seemed sick and weak. But yes, it is Dragan that has gone missing. Somebody must have picked him up. There's just no way that he could have walked.
And this illness, it just a debilitating fever or evil spirits?
It was the strangest thing. It just came on him all of a sudden. Yesterday morning, I believe his mother said, and certainly 3 days ago, I saw them. I was here in Berlin, and the kids were out playing. Everything seemed fine. Yes, he apparently, when he came home yesterday morning, he could barely walk and just fell into bed.
Do you know where he had been playing? Did the children say that anything had happened? Perhaps somebody has given him the evil eye.
It is quite possible. I believe that he and his sister were on the river there, up towards Law.
Mm-hmm.
And she, Danica, had some tale of them seeing that body in the water. She wouldn't talk about it, but I believe that was yesterday morning. And certainly, if a dead man can come here from 20 miles south, well, that same dead man could put the evil eye on somebody, I'm sure.
So I look around. Is there any of my party here? Elfric, maybe?
Well, I was there with you. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we should talk to the young girl and see if, you know, if she's had visions or knows where her brother might go for safety.
Back into the town? Or?
Well, no, so she lives here.
Yeah, she lives here, and so you actually see Brune, and Brune is here with a young girl. So Brune came with the tavern party, and the girl that she had been speaking to, who, as you're putting the pieces together, you realize is the sister of the missing boy, is also there. And as you're sort of getting yourself acquainted and sort of listening and figuring things out, you can also see that Danica and Brune are talking to the mother of the missing boy, and you can see that the father of the missing boy is actually one of the men with Brother Kirill and some of the villagers with dogs, sort of getting ready to go do a more thorough search. So yeah, you can certainly go talk to whomever you would like to.
I think talking to Danica and the mother seems like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay. So the two of you are going to talk to Danica and her mother. What else do we have going on here? There is nothing
else. We've got the perimeter sweep.
Yeah, we're just doing a perimeter sweep. You're saying we're not finding anything, though?
Correct. I'm saying that you have not, that you've done, well, you find lot, you find nothing out of the ordinary, correct?
Sure.
Where, can we ask a villager where he was last seen?
Absolutely, yeah. So you, you sort of come into the edge, or come into town and say, you know, who's missing, where is he, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, they, his parents say they woke up from the cold air coming into the house, and the front door was open, or the door was open, and the boy was nowhere to be seen.
So what was wrong with the boy?
Well, he was, my understanding, he was laid up sick yesterday, during the day. He came down with some fever and was delirious and quite out of it yesterday. Brother Kirill was even here to look in on him, and apparently unable to make him well yesterday.
Show us where he went missing from. We will.
Yeah, let's go to his house.
Okay. So you guys are going to his house. So we have Aldrich and Senwolf in going to the Dragon's house. And let's see, who else do we have here?
Alfric would have come with us.
Yeah.
Right, Max?
Yes. Yes, sir. Staying with the big strong man.
Okay. And is that, so we've got, I think that's everybody who is here. Okay. Going to Dragon's house, which is the house of Jan and Nadia. Those are the parents. And it is a pretty simple home. And you can see that when you get there, the door has been closed. But you can certainly go in. There's really nothing to stop you. And I think when you sort of explain to the villager that you're speaking to, you know, I assume that you want to go see what you see there. Go on in. It's a simple house. You see some, you know, bedding, a table, and a couple of stools. There's some farm, you know, rakes and stuff sort of under the eaves, just outside the door. And it's pretty obvious which is the boy's bed. It's quite small. And you can see that it's heavily, it's tousled. You know, the stuff is, it's not made. It's very much not made. So what are you looking for?
Any signs of anything out of the ordinary? You know, signs of a small child walking away or being carried away by larger men, something like that?
Okay, yeah, you can give me a something. Tracking or spot hidden. Yep, tracking.
I must be distracted by something. I could spend some luck if I cared that much. No, I'm just sort of confused by everything.
So I'm also looking around. I'm
following my own tracks.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find something that might, you know, oh, there's a rock that's only this kind of rock or anything. I don't know anything about medicine or anything like that, so.
Sure.
But a spot hidden you're looking for?
If you want to, yeah.
I do. I want to have a regular success in that. I did.
Yeah, you did. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you look around. You do find next to the bedding a small charm that you would recognize as being a sort of in this crossover period of pagan and Christian, but a small medicinal amulet, you know, something on a leather thong that would have been worn around the neck. And the cord is broken, and it's sort of in the bedding, in the kid's bed.
Cord that's been broken, as if he'd been tied down.
Oh, no, like it was a necklace, and the cord.
Yeah.
It was a leather necklace with an amulet hanging from it. Sort of a traditional. You know, sort of a juju type medicine, except sort of a Christian Slavic version of that. And the necklace, you know, rather than being untied or opened, it's obviously just been broken, snapped, the leather thong.
I guess I will pick it up.
Okay. It does not shock you in any way.
No, I don't know anything about it either, though. I'll show it to
meant
the other two.
Lightning.
Right. Oh. Right, yeah. yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then asking, Gunther and Anselm, you approach Danica and Nadia, so the daughter and mother. Brune is there, and there is another woman who you will eventually discover is Nadia's sister, and her name is Slavica.
Slavica. Okay.
And they look up at you, and Nadia seems. She's holding it together, but she definitely, you can tell that she's a little bit frazzled. But yes, they Brune introduces you, and she says, I'm happy to help the conversation. Nadia does not speak any German.
Mm. Okay. Greetings. I'm so very sorry. We want to help you find your boy. We heard that he and his sister were playing near the river yesterday before he was struck, and we just wanted to ask young Danica if, you know, there was anything else that she could tell us, maybe. Maybe the boy had a bad dream and was frightened. Is there a safe place that he would go, or did she have any strange dreams?
Did she? Okay. So you get through the sort of lengthy translation, and Brune says back to you, Nadia says you are welcome to speak with Danica. She doesn't know what happened or if she had dreams. Of course, there are lots of places that Dragon is prone to play. You know, he's only just begun to have to help his father, but he certainly enjoys. You know, he enjoys going to the edge of the woods and scaring himself. He likes to go to the fish pond and see if he can pull fish out. You know, and she sort of lists a number of places where Dragon goes when he's not working. And you do see Danica does seem to at least understand the bulk of both sides of the conversation, the Slavic and the German.
Okay.
And she obviously looks up at her name, but she does seem to, like, you can tell that she's following, but she doesn't speak up on her own.
I'll try to, you know, even though I'm talking through a translator, like get down on my haunches and look at her and ask her if there was anything that she saw, or anything that she could tell us about finding the body in the river that she thinks might help find her brother.
Sure. Why don't you give me an insight and some kind of a social chatty up roll?
Okay.
And I will give you a bonus die on the social roll.
Well, I have just the base insight, and that was not going to make it.
Okay.
Social, let's see. Do I have persuade? There. Nope, that's also just a base, but with maybe a bonus.
You can even give me charisma, I guess, right? Why not? Don't we have some sort of charisma something or other?
We have charm.
Charm. Charm's good. But
yeah. Unfortunately, being a warrior guy, I've got intimidate.
No appearance, that's right. So you don't succeed on either of those roles?
No, I do not.
Okay.
No.
So she looks at you, and you see her eyes kind of go wide as you talk to her and ask her about what happened, and then Brune gets down on her haunches and she says something to Donica. That you don't understand something. I assume you don't understand Slavic.
No.
And the girl looks at you and then looks at Brune and sort of says some stuff. And then Brune turns to you and says in German. She says she seems very, very upset, but apparently her brother found the body of Brother Drogo, that she and her brother saw it in the river, and she rushed away, whereas Dragan apparently was too curious. And by the time she came back, her brother was gone. And the body was gone, and then she saw the body and followed it for a little ways, and then when she got home, her brother was sick, and she's very worried that it's her fault, that her mother will punish her for this.
I kind of try to make a sympathetic head gesture and you know, pat her shoulder.
She sort of jumps back as you reach out.
Okay, I'm scary.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should go investigate where they pulled the body out of the river. I say to Gunther.
So yes, we should. We should, but I'm afraid that maybe this boy got the spirit of the devil in the brother. And I whisper that. I don't say it aloud.
Can you give me idea rolls, both of you?
Mm-hmm.
A 92.
I got an 81. Let me see if that is a pass or a fail. It's a failure for 11 points.
We're not the smart party.
Nope. That's all good.
You know what? I will
burn some luck. Yeah.
I will burn some luck. Yeah.
Or push it.
Wow.
56.
Oh, yeah. You push idea rolls? You'd have to tell me how you're thinking harder somehow.
I squint.
Exactly. You fail. Your eyes are stuck now in a permanent squint. You have -5 to app. So as Anselm says to you that you should go investigate the location where the body was pulled from the river, you realize from, or you sort of, but A, you were there when the body was pulled from the river.
Oh, sorry.
But what you also, that's fine. What you also realize or think about is that based on Donica's story, that where they found the body is some distance from where the body was pulled out of the river. And that whatever thing might have happened, you know, was more likely to have happened there than where the body was pulled out.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. She said that they found the body and the kid got, you know, too curious and too close to it. And then when they came back, it had disappeared and they found it in a different place.
Well, when she came back, so the two of them found the body. Danica ran away. And then when Danica came back, neither the boy nor the body were there. And then Danica sort of looked around for a while, saw the body floating a little bit closer to Law, followed it to Law, and then she came running home. And by the time she got home, her brother was home in bed and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we need to maybe investigate where the boy interacted with his body.
Yes, let's go there.
Can we get good in? We're not from here. Could somebody lead us there?
So Brune seems a little bit confused as to, you know, and she says as much. You know, I don't know how this will help find Dragan, but I'm sure. And she sort of crouches down and talks to Donica for a little while longer. And then stands up and she says, "Yeah, I think I know roughly where this is. And if that's what you think the most important thing to do is, and I'll just as a reminder, right? It is the middle of the night. There's all these people out with torches looking for stuff. So you will be doing a torchlight investigation, and you are welcome to do so. Is that your plan?
Well, certainly we can call and look for the boy along the way.
Okay. Yep.
Cool. If he's so, gone back to the river, then he could fall in accidentally. It seems like this would be important.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. And she agrees with you. Sort of when you put it that way, she's like, "Oh, of course, yes. Well, we will, we will go look between here and Law for the boy, and we will, and I'll show you where Donica says they found the body along the way." So just for your orientation, if you look back at that area map, you're currently at 14, and her plan is to take you from 13 to 12 to 11 and maybe go around the triangle there. But 11 is where you will eventually get to, where she will say, this is, I think, around here is where Donica's body was found.
Perfect. Okay.
Aldrich, Senwolf, and Aelfric. You guys have sort of looked through the home of Jan and Nadia, and have you know, and some, one of the villagers sort of showed you, sort of saying, you know, is there do you see anything useful, any sign of the devil, any?
No, it's like he's literally disappeared.
Oh, yes, perhaps he. Oh, well. Well, the door was open. That must be a good sign that that somebody came for him, or that maybe he recovered and was sleepwalking or something.
There are no tracks. Maybe something flew away with him.
Well, and again, when you say, I mean, when you say no tracks, what it means, I mean, there are tracks everywhere, right? What there are not
with my
is
role,
anything
I saw
out
no
of
tracks,
the ordinary. But... What?
With my role,
oh, yeah,
I saw no tracks.
Right. Yeah, you think there are no tracks, exactly. Wow, whoever sweeps this house out does a really good job. yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, I'm at a loss. Okay. Both as a player and a character.
that's fine. That's all good.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah, and Senwolf, Aelfric.
I mean, yeah, there doesn't seem to be there's anything indicating, oh, a little childlike map, like, I think I'll go here. So
right. Yeah.
So you said the priest...
trail of snacks or anything. Right,
exactly. Yeah. Little breadcrumbs. Literal or figurative. You said the priest was in town, or the brother?
Brother Kirill is... you saw Brother Kirill at the edge there. Yep. And you saw Anselm talking to him briefly. And he's with Jan and another man with some dogs. And they're obviously... you know, as time has gone on, as you've been sort of looking around the house, looking around the village, and the mood as you come out of the house is he's not in the homestead. We're going to have to go out into the night and actually look for this kid. And you can see that they're not excited about it, but they are, you know, they're really bracing themselves for this, you know, for this middle of the night. They're, you know, they might have to go into the forest. He's obviously not in the fields. They've sort of done the safe and easy stuff. And they're getting ready to head out into the woods as you sort of look towards Brother Kirill and see him with some of the men.
Well, I will saddle up to that group then and wait to go out in the woods with them. I'm not worried. I'm okay. Not worried about the woods.
Good. Good, good, good.
I'm worried about the woods, but I'm going to stick with this Senwolf guy. He seems like he knows what he's doing.
All right. And Aldrich?
I will accompany the search party.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I am bringing one of my juggling clubs as like a improvised weapon.
Excellent. So the several groups set out to sort of head south and west, you know, into the woods. I think they're sort of planning to head towards the cemetery as the easiest path, and then sort of split up from there. You've got Jan and Kirill and the third man who is introduced as I've lost his name. Where did I put it? Who's introduced, and then you have the two soldiers that came with you from the keep, and then you have another group. So one of the soldiers offers to go with you. One of the soldiers offers to go with Jan and Kirill and the guy with the dogs. And then there's another group. Oh, Casimir, that's his name. And then there's another group with some dogs who are also headed. And so you sort of make three groups out into the dark. You've got your torches. You can hear the dogs yapping as they are tugging at their leashes, heading out. Why don't the three of you give me... you've got a soldier with you. Give me... listen rolls and spot hidden rolls, please.
Okay.
Oh, finally. Listen is a success.
Okay. And
spot hidden is also a success. Okay. Just normals.
Listen fail, spot hidden success.
Listen... okay. Is a 97 and spot hidden is a fail.
Okay. beautiful.
I'm not used to being out in the dark. I perform in taverns. There's light in taverns.
You're not used to people listening to you. You're not used to listening to other people.
Yeah, right?
Gunther, Anselm, and Brun, you head past the fish pond, and you can give me, if you like, actually, why don't you give me the same rolls, listen and spot hidden, please.
My spot hidden was an extreme, and my listen was a regular success.
Okay, and Gunther?
Through the mute. One sec. Yeah, no. Worse. So the leasing is a failure and the spot is a hard success.
Cool.
Actually, I believe the spot might be an extreme. Hold on. Yes, it is an extreme success.
Cool. Okay. So the three of you head up towards the fish pond, and as you're passing the fish pond, you hear Anselm in particular. You hear the excited barking of dogs, sort of finally let to work. You recognize the sound of hunting dogs going about their business. And you sort of hear just in the distance, you can sort of hear a little bit of the noise of men talking themselves up. It sort of reminds you of people talking themselves up even for battle, something. You're certainly familiar with that kind of before the big game kind of a thing. When you get to the spot, so Brune says, I think she was talking about just here. And you can see as you're looking around some broken down plants where something obviously like if you had a beaver, right, going in or out of a stream. But I think beavers are an American thing. Maybe they have a European beaver. Anyway, some sort of animal. But you also see in the midst of that track, just a big, it looks like a handprint. I mean, it looks human. But as you sort of squat down to look at it and look at how deep it is into the clay banks, you sort of press on the soil a little bit and you see how little your feet are sinking in. You think that this was either done, it looks fresh, but it was either done at some point in the past when it was really wet, or it was done by something or somebody very strong. Like, you don't think you could make a handprint that deep in the...
How big is the handprint?
Why don't you give me your tracking rolls?
That is a hard success.
Okay. You fail. So you're sort of talking about it, and Gunther, you look at it, and you are instantly thinking about these ogres and trolls and all these 8 foot tall creatures with six inch fingers or something. And Anselm sort of looks at it and realizes, and may or may not tell you that it's really just the depth and the way the hand went through the soil. It's probably more or less a normal sized human hand that made the print, but the print itself is quite large.
Hmm. So does it look like the hand came from somebody in the water, like grabbing towards the bank to pull themselves up? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. The fingers are uphill.
Okay. But we don't see any, I mean, there's obviously a lot of drag marks in that, but we don't see like toe prints, like boots digging into the soil to pull themselves up. Or could the hand have been grabbing at a small child who maybe scuttled up the bank?
Yeah, so as you sort of make your hypotheses and look around, there are some small smaller imprints that seem sort of reasonable. It's hard to read what they are, but they could be a small child, they could be an animal. You know, they're fairly shallow. They are consistent with the actual hardness of the soil and the weight of a small creature.
And when we found go ahead.
And so, something that maybe you don't know, but it's good to remind you of, because I was there, is that the brother,
yeah,
just got into the water when we lost sight of him. I felt like he had been eaten by, you know, trolls, or if, you know, that he was killed, but it doesn't just make sense. Probably the whatever is happening is there in the water.
I'm going to leave you to pondering that mystery for a little bit. Aldrich, Stenwolf, and Ilfric, you and your soldier. Let's see here. We'll give him a name too, because before he dies, it's good to give him a name. Conrad. And
Conrad.
He is he's the one who was speaking with the armed guard, right? So the armed guard came in, and then this guy was obviously awake, and you guys came out with him and another guy. So you guys head into the woods with your torches. You're probably, you know, just a few feet from each other, looking at the ground. You hear the Jan calling for his son, and you probably hear other people calling, right? You sort of hear these calls of Dragon. You can hear the dogs barking, and then you hear the maybe 10 or 15 minutes as you're searching around, you hear the dogs, their barking changes to a screeching yelp, and then just stops. And you hear the sound of something or someone or several someones maybe crashing through the woods, running quickly, some away from you, some towards you, and I guess I don't mean towards and away from you necessarily, but towards and away from Berlin, right? So deeper into the woods and coming out of the woods. What do you do?
So I must have been hunting at some point with dogs. So I recognize his dogs on the scent.
No. So you were hearing dogs on the scent. The noise that you heard at the end,
dogs being
dog noises,
brutally attacked,
was when the dog finds something, and that something is not something a dog can take care of.
Okay. Well, I will run towards the dog noise then.
Yeah, so that noise is when the bear eats the dog.
Wow.
Okay, so you're running towards the dog noises.
I will follow.
Ilfric? Okay, and Aldrich? We'll say Aldrich follows as well.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Yes, we can say that.
Okay. Excellent. So the three of you... you know, sort of rush. I'm picturing that you were headed out a little bit north of that group with the dogs and John. And the soldier feels like he has no choice, and he accompanies you as well. You guys crash south through the woods with your torches lit. And you guys... come, what do you guys see? That's a good question. Yes. You guys You guys make it maybe 100 feet through the woods, and you can see deeper into the woods. Aldrich and Senwolf, you actually see some white glow off in the deeper into the woods there.
I'm still gonna head towards the dogs, though.
You don't hear the dogs at all. I guess I want to make that clear. The dogs yelped and went silent. So you were heading towards where you last heard the dogs.
Yeah.
So you don't actually have any distance. You just have a direction. So you don't really know where the dogs are.
So go towards the movement.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. So you are headed out into the woods. Gunther and Anselm, you hear coming across the night air the horrified yelp of a pair of dogs. You know, you were sort of hearing just the little barking in the distance, and then you hear just that heartrending. This is the end of the dog. Come across, and then you hear now shouting and yelling from the direction of Berlin. What are you up to?
Let's head back towards the sound of the dogs. I think that seems much more immediate, right, Gunther?
Say again? I'm sorry.
I want to head towards the noise of the dogs. Obviously had found something. And this seems interesting but peaceful. And we need to find the boy.
Yes, I agree. We can go there.
So we take off.
Are you sort of double timing?
Yes.
Running. Okay.
As long as Brune is okay with us leaving her.
Yeah. She probably can keep up, actually. She's whatever. She's a teenager and relatively healthy. So, but yeah, she'll run back to Berlin with you. So you guys arrive in the little township there. And you see Jan stumble out of the woods, sort of into the township, and you see other people. I mean, obviously, there's still people in the people there sort of go up to him, and he seems completely out of it. He actually, as he stumbles out, he passes out, and the two of the people who find him pick him up or drag him really to his house. So you see that happen. You do not hear any of the dogs. And what do you want to do?
So he's unconscious?
Yeah, so you sort of see him being dragged. He does look unconscious as he's being dragged to his house.
I'd like to try to investigate, you know, where he came from, but I'm not sure if anybody can point us that direction or if I can talk to anybody. We do have Brun. So that we can head back into the woods and find our friends and what's going on.
Okay, yeah, so you ask, and they're like, yeah, he came from, he stumbled out of the woods just here. So you have a starting point. You can give me a tracking roll, and maybe if Gunther's willing to help, you can have a bonus die.
Yeah, I can help.
Well, I got an extreme anyway.
Mm. Cool, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a fairly obvious path, at least here, that, you know, the branches are broken and undergrowth has been smashed down. He was not traveling by, you know, a game path or a normal path. He was, you know, just obviously just running, you know, in a completely crazy way. So you start following that path deeper into the woods. Aldrich, Senwolf, and Elfric, you are running deeper into the woods. And after this this white spot there, can you all give me, please, a pow roll?
Oh, dear.
Nope.
Oh, surprisingly, I made it. Hard success.
All the zeros.
Wonderful.
And this is where Elfric's plan of being around the strong, fighty people backfires.
Exactly.
You're in the middle of the woods, and we turn on you.
No.
Yeah, so you are running out into the woods, and you all feel this chill and this sense of nausea, and Senwolf and Aldrich, I'll focus on Elfric. You see Senwolf double over. He's still standing, but he's just puking his guts out. Aldrich collapses to the ground and is in a fetal position and is just screaming. What would you like to do there, Elfric?
Amazing.
I think I just kind of do one of those movie looks where I'm like looking at them, looking at the light, looking at them, looking at the light. And then I reach down and try and shake both of them. She's like, get up! Get up! Hurry up! Come on!
Gunther and Anselm, you hear a scream out in the woods somewhere there as you are following this track.
Sure. I will blow my sword and run.
Cool. And give me listen rolls. Give me listen rolls, please, the two of you.
Listen. Okay. Failure.
And I failed as well.
Cool. So, yes, yeah, so you are rushing towards the scream. And you eventually see the flicker of torches in the distance, and you come across Aelfric, sort of standing numbly. You have a faint, there's a faint scent in the air that sort of turns your stomach a little bit, but it's not very strong. There's also the very fresh smell of vomit, but you're quite used to that. And you see Aldrich just lying on the ground, writhing, you know, he sort of goes from fetal position and then, you know, flips over onto his back, and he's just obviously taken by the devil as he moves about. And Senwolf is standing with his hands on his knees, you know, just numbly staring down at the ground. Which seems all good and fun. Catherine, if you're still here.
Yes. Sorry, I had to. Yes. Find the mute button.
Yeah, no, I apologize for leaving you guys for so long in your in your slumber.
Yeah, I know. No problem. It was a good heavy sleep.
Comfortable.
But yeah, at some point, Lady Brandt, sort of, you hear her walking about, and she notices you're awake and sort of apologizes for waking you, but seems quite pleased that you are awake, and perhaps she didn't, you know, she was not perhaps as quiet as she could have been. Catherine, you are awake. I'm sorry sorry I woke you up. I was just I always get so nervous when the men are out at night.
What? Men are out? Oh, of course.
Yes,
no problem.
I think Lord Brandt has not gone out, but some of his men have. There's a missing one of the children has gone missing from Berlin, and I guess they're organizing it. And at this point, you even up in the tower there, you hear just this horrific scream from somewhere out in the night. Just enough to send a shiver down your spine.
Ah, my word! Was it one of the German children, the Slavics?
I was a Slavic boy. Yes, it's from the from one of the Slavic townships or homesteads.
Perhaps I can help. Let me get dressed.
Oh, she seems just shocked. She said, "Oh yes, I'm sure that that his mother would be quite pleased for some comfort. Perhaps here I will send you with some food."
Thank you. Yes, perhaps another strong man with a sword.
Of course, the soldier will go with you. Yes, I would not dream of you walking at night on your own.
Yes, yes.
Who knows what sorts of, I mean, yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
An escort will be welcome, yes, yes. And I don't know if my friend the priest is around. Perhaps the man of God would be good amongst this. It's, well, I want to finish getting dressed. Thank you so much.
Of course. And she starts to put together some bread and cheese for you to take with you.
Perfect.
So you get dressed, and are you headed? You're headed to the church first.
Yeah. If she tells me that, you know, my the rest of my compatriots are, you know, in the search, and, you know, like I said, a man of God.
She doesn't tell you that because she doesn't know. But as you come downstairs, you definitely do not see Gunther and Anselm, who you knew were sleeping in the hall.
Right, and things are a bustle and everything. So, yeah. That sounds like good people. Sounds like they're probably out helping. So, yeah, I'll check in on Brother Jinx to see if he's about.
Okay. Yeah, so you get to the church, and obviously you can just walk in. You see Jeeks is sleeping in his spot there.
Mm-hmm. Brother Jeeks, wake up. A child has gone lost in the woods at night. It must be the work of the devil. Come help us search.
Lady Catherine. Child has gone missing, you say?
At night, in the woods, and you've heard the stories. It must be the devil's work. Come.
Must it be the devil's work? Children are known to wander away.
Oh, all the stories we've heard, I'm sure it's the devil's work. Are you coming?
Well, let us have a look. Yes.
Nothing. I'm sure the child has simply wandered away. Perhaps a walking of the sleep. But certainly the mother can use some comforting.
Children who sleepwalk usually don't scream at the top of their lungs. Did you hear that?
Oh, maybe that's what that dream was about.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something vaguely in your consciousness.
Well, perhaps the child met a bear, or is someone searching for the child?
Well, if you met a bear, certainly. I mean, again, you could be needed. Don't you have knowledge of the medicinal arts?
Yes, that's why we're going.
Very well, very well. With this strong young man to help us.
Has someone gone in search of the child?
Apparently, our
soldier will.
Yep.
Yeah, the soldier will say that yes, two of the men and your men at arms there, Gunther and Anselm, they went off some time ago. I'm sure there are others as well.
Well, send a if you would send a messenger, perhaps. I know Senwolf, he's a good woodsman, and Aldrich, if he can be kept away from the drink, he is a good man as well. Perhaps they can assist.
Sorry, who are you telling to send a message to whom?
The soldier.
Okay.
Or maybe a page, because we're supposed to go with the soldier. So the, I'm sure there are pages and
Father Zudo's got that.
Fire boys He's got
that. Yeah, so there's the kid, right? The kid, the young guy who works for Father Zuto. You're sending him to Bergolf's house to get the people who were there.
Senwolf and Aldrich.
Okay. Yep. Great. So yeah, he takes off, and the three of you head towards Berlin. All right. So we've got the folks in the woods there. Senwolf, you sort of come to yourself, and you look up to see Gunther and Anselm and Elfric staring at you. You hear Aldrich on the ground, writhing in pain. You have this sort of sense of lost time. You were obviously not, you missed some of your life there briefly. Can you, aside from Aldrich, can you all give me listen rolls?
Sorry, that's an extreme success.
Ooh, nice.
That was an extreme failure.
And the others may be quieted. Oh, that's fine. Senwolf, you hear, actually, as you're sort of coming back to your senses, you hear the sound just to the north of somebody or something running through the woods, extreme success, towards you.
All right. Well, I will, I guess I will take out an arrow and put it in the ground and put another one in the bow and just be ready for, and do I see this white thing anymore? Or is that disappeared?
You do not.
I also get a hard success. Muted.
Okay. Yeah, so you heard the noise, and Senwolf probably said something like, it's coming towards us.
Alfred, what happened?
There was a light, and you both were struck dumb.
Where did the white light go?
It kept going that way.
And is that the direction that we hear the thing coming towards us?
No.
All right. Well, we'll wait to see when the thing comes towards us.
Okay. So, give me a spot hidden.
Come on, zeros. No, 06.
All of us?
Yes.
What are you setting up, Gunther? You have your sword?
Yes.
And Anselm?
I don't see whatever's coming, but when I see them getting ready, I get my great axe to bear.
Okay, cool. And Alfric has a juggling club, and Aldrich is on the ground. So, Senwolf, you see something, and you are, you know, getting ready to take your shot as you're tracking it through, and then you realize first that it's a man, and second, before you shoot, that it is Casimir, one of the three who one of the group who set off, and he's running, rushing, he's sort of stumbling towards you, and he has not seen you. He's seen the torchlight, I guess. Yeah, you've got torches there still somehow. And you can see him sort of squinting as he looks up and he says something in Slavic towards you, to you.
Does he look like he's trying to beckon us back towards where he was running from?
No, he looks like he's just greeting you. And as he comes into your circle of light, you can see that there's some blood on his forehead, and that his clothing is a bit scraped up.
He does not speak our language, right?
Correct.
Well, I'm going to... Did it look to me like the white thing was moving in a defined direction? Like, was it sort of jiggling back and forth the woods or going in a straight line?
So for the brief time that you saw it, it seemed like it was going in a straight line. And it was going deeper into the woods.
All right, I will go deeper into the woods to try to find it.
Okay, Elfric, so, Aldrich.
Yeah, are we all together now, or
has Aldrich recovered from the screen? Good there.
Yeah. So I'll...
Aldrich, you will come to. Yeah, well, actually, you're not screaming, but you are not yet coherent.
Sure. Okay.
So Senwolf is headed off into the woods. Aldrich is out of it. You have this man, Casimir, that you recognize but can't speak to. And Gunther, Anselm, and Alfric are all there.
Alfric, yeah. I'm gonna head with Senwolf.
Yeah, okay. Me too. Gunther and Anselm.
I'm gonna try to get Aldrich up, you know, lend him an arm to I just don't want to leave him laying in the woods.
Yeah, I'm glad that one of you is feels that way.
Despite the smell.
Right. Yeah, so he so Gunther, Elfric, and Senwolf head deeper into the woods. Anselm, Aldrich, and Casimir sort of looks at you and as you're headed into the woods and is like, no, I mean, he says, no, you understand that you've learned, you know, one or two words. And he seems horrified, and that you would do this. And he actually helps you, Anselm, get Aldrich up and seems to think that the right way to go is towards, Berlin, back to the township. But obviously he's not going to, you know, drag you guys.
Well, once Aldrich is up, I'm going to follow my friends into the woods, to his dismay.
Do you guys wait for Anselm, or is Anselm making a separate party there? I mean, Aldrich is up in the sense of, you know, leaning on your shoulders up, as opposed to up and active.
Mm.
He definitely seems weakened.
So I'm not running through the woods. So if he double-timed, okay, he could easily
catch
up to us.
You're trying to track something.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't think there's a track because it was floating, right? So, but I'm just trying to. It's dark. Maybe we have a torch, but you know, you don't go running around the woods in the dark. That's how you break a leg in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
How about this? I can pass Aldrich off to Casimir, who, since he is going back to the wood or back to the town, can take him, and then I can follow. Sure. I can hurry along after Gunther and Eilric and everyone. Fenwolf.
Yep. Cool. Yes, that seems fine. So, yeah, so Aldrich and Casimir, you guys, so Aldrich, you sort of come to, as you are approaching, just coming out of the woods into the township of Berlin, you see, and you're dizzy, and you see the little bustle in town, and I will say that you also see coming in Catherine, brother, father Jeeks, and a soldier from the town.
This is probably wishful thinking, but you know, with all the hubbub and maybe Lady Brandt knowing that we, or you know, particularly I, a highborn, whatever, are going out, was there a chance we're on horses at this point, or is that just would take too long and not enough prep?
I guess if you had wanted to get, I mean, it's sort of a, you know, it's a 10-minute walk, so the time it would take to get the horses ready, so it wouldn't have gotten you there faster, but if you would rather have traveled by horse, you certainly could have.
Yeah, I don't think Lady Catherine's going to be working up a sweat running through the woods at night, so I think I would prefer
to be...
There's
no woods. There's no woods between you and town, right? It's just farm and path to get to the township.
Right. You know, I guess I'm anticipating, after hearing the scream. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's
so
okay
you're
with
on,
old Brother Jinx, I think that's a good idea.
You walked all the way here to La, and now you want to ride Lady Catherine?
It's odd.
Wait, but, she walked? She rode to La.
She did?
I thought we all walked.
Oh, I thought we all rode. Oh, no, it was just that guy. No, yeah. The two guys
the guy
rode
on horseback.
Their horses. Yeah, but the two guys
oh,
rode
there
their
were
horses.
A couple horses.
Yeah.
Right. There were some horses. Yeah. Yeah. So you're riding. You ride. That's fine. You ride down the path. So yeah. If you see Jeeks and Catherine's on horseback and the soldier and the three of them plus the horse come into the township and Aldrich, you see them and Casimir.
What's going on? Where am I?
And you hear him yell something, and some people come up to you with and hand you something to drink. And then you see Brune come out of the house, and she comes up to you and says, Aldrich, they say that you fainted. What happened? What did you see?
What did I see?
Am I
aware of what happened?
So you're aware of the light, the cold, the nausea, the horrible pain, and then coming to as you're walking back into the into Berlin.
No, I don't. It was just there was something out there, something terrible.
Have you been drinking again, Aldrich?
No, but I could really do with a drink now.
Yes, unfortunately you do have one. One has just been handed to you.
Well.
Yes. Yeah, Casimir's yelling produced not only Brune, but produced a villager with something medicinal.
Oh, my head. Goodness.
Yeah.
Where are the others? Is everyone here? I can barely see. Ugh.
Three of you.
I will give him a look over in a medical way.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
I guess Catherine will spend her time. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I failed that.
Okay.
Did he actually lose something? Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, he's complaining about being...
Yeah. So, yeah, Catherine would be spending, I guess, her time speaking to the Slavs, the local, in that language. See, get the details okay. And all that. All the stuff that was already done, but, yeah, getting caught up to speed.
So you actually speak to Kazimir, who is the man that brought Aldrich back in. And he sort of starts at the end and eventually... we'll get you back so that you're understanding what he's talking about. But as a player, the end is all that's new. So
right.
he was out with the dogs and Brother Kirill and Jan and one of the soldiers. And they were going out, he says, and Jan was calling, and then he thinks he heard Kazimir says Jan said he heard his boy, and he started running out into the woods, and I tried to follow. I followed the torchlight for a while, and then all of a sudden I hit my head. The dogs escaped, and the next thing I knew, I heard men running this way and that, and it was dark, disoriented. I moved for a while, and I couldn't. Well, and then I came across your friends there, the five of them in the woods, and they went out. I'm worried for them, but they went deeper into the woods.
And Jan is still missing, right?
No, Jan. Yeah. So Brune will tell you that Jan is passed out in the in his house. He was carried to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Aldrich is the only one who was overcome. Hmm.
So, go ahead.
The other was mighty weak for a while, but he did seem, that it didn't hit him as hard.
And would you be willing to go back out and show us where this happened?
No.
No. Could you perhaps indicate?
Lady Catherine, you should not be wandering around the woods at night.
Oh, yes, but our friend here is recovered by now.
Aldrich was overcome by the spirits once. He can be overcome by them again.
I do not think he's that weak, eh?
Yes, it would appear so. I'm sure the others can handle the search for a lost boy and whatever they might come across.
I suppose that's...
I would not trust your safety to Aldrich.
Well, at the least I can speak with this man, Jan, who... If they've roused him, would you care to see if you come and see if you you can help him?
Yes, of course.
The three of us, I guess, go traipsing. Unless Alfric is not still under the weather.
go to Aldrich, house. Yeah, Aldrich is Aldrich, you will have a penalty die for most things that you attempt in the near future.
I will stagger after Catherine and every now and again just sort of stumble in a bit, but
sure. And you guys are heading to Jan and Nadia's hut to see if you can learn anything from Jan.
I think so, yes. Okay, interrogate the poor grieving father who's just passed out.
Yep. Okay. That sounds wonderful. And we have Fenwolf, Alfric, Gunther, and Anselm wandering the woods at night looking for who knows what. That could hardly be better.
We're looking for Dragon.
So what are you doing? How are you comporting yourselves? What are you looking for? What are you doing?
I'm really just trying to go more or less in the path. We're at a point, you know, I mean, it could go in any number of different directions. So it was a relatively straight line. At some point, I'm going to realize, like, okay, navigating in the woods is hard. And I also sort of throw my hands up in disgust and turn around and say, we should just head back. Assuming we don't see any white lights off in the distance. And is there anything between us in the direction we're going? I don't know where we are on the map.
Sure. So you started at 15, more or less, southwest corner of the map, or 14 is really the township, Berlin, and then you went into the woods around 15, which is the cemetery for the township, or the what are we calling it? And then you guys were heading sort of northwest from there into the deep woods. The only thing that I think you are aware of, and certainly let me back up a little bit in my notes here, that we had Aldrich. Oh, that's convenient. Yeah, neither of them are with you. Okay. I guess you would have talked. So the only thing that you are aware of in the direction that you are headed, that you're sort of pointed, is that somewhere out there into the woods is the forester's camp.
I'm looking at the notes as well. The kid we're looking for isn't the kid who's missing, is it? No, really, the kid who led them out there is Endrick. So yeah, no, I'm not.
Oh,
gonna...
correct. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I. Unless somebody really feels like we might be able to stumble across the forester's camp, I think we should head back.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sounds like a plan.
So you guys have a brief spot of feeling brave and optimistic, and it doesn't take long for these dark woods and the strange sounds moving around them to sap that energy from you, and especially the optimism. And you realize that you're just asking for trouble, and you turn around, and luckily you're able to follow your way back through the woods, and eventually we'll make it back to Berlin. Meanwhile, Catherine, Jeeks, and a stumbling Aldrich head to Jan and Nadia's hut. When you get there, Sarun takes you there. And there you are. You see Nadia seated next to the bed where Jan is lying. She is wiping his forehead with a damp rag, and she barely looks up at you as you come in. And you can see that Jan's eyes are open. And, you know, you're sort of looking at all this by flickering torchlight as you come in. You can see his eyes, and they don't, you know, he doesn't look towards you as you come in. But what would you like to do?
I ask, is this the way the boy was yesterday?
She looks at you, and she thinks about it for a little while, and she says, "No, he seemed more weakened and sick. My husband, I don't know, he's." You know, it just seems like he's not fevered. He doesn't seem to be. I can't tell what it is. He's just staring, like he's possessed, but not moving.
Shock. Like on the battlefield, you've seen something horrid. Oh.
Perhaps. Yeah, and this is all going through Brune. And Brune seems to know what you're talking about a little bit. Nadia does not, but you sort of get two conversations for the price of one. perhaps, yes. What do you do on the battlefield? Bruna asks.
Wait.
Okay.
You wait. Battle of patience.
Yeah. Father Jeeks, do you have any activity?
Yeah, I'll give him a look over.
Okay. You can go ahead and
pray for guidance and pray to God for guidance and strength. That is always, okay. And I fail my medicine again. I'll be darned.
Okay.
That is always the best approach.
Is to pray. So you're sort of, yeah. And Nadia actually is quite pleased if you are actually praying over Jan as opposed to just sort of saying that you will go pray at some point. She steps aside for you. Sorry, what?
No, I would certainly do so.
Okay. And as you and Catherine, really both of you have the class authority, I guess, to sort of step in pretty easily if that's your goal.
Yeah, I was gonna, kind of mainly give the comforting talk to old Nadia there while Brother gives hearts and minds and all that while Brother Jeeks does his business.
Okay, yeah, so Aldrich is sort of sitting on the stoop, leaning on his knees. Catherine, you sit Nadia down and give her the food that was packed up for her, and the father is praying over Jan. And at some point in your prayers, Jan's lips start to move. His eyes are not moving at all, but his lips move, and then you actually hear him start to talk a little bit, and he says, "No, who is this? Is it?" The monk, he isn't dead. Oh, please tell me he isn't. And then you see his eyes kind of widen just a little bit more, and you see tears come from his start to come out of his eyes. That's where they come from. And he he seems to lapse into sleep, as opposed to, you know, you see his eyes close and his body sort of relaxes a little bit as you are doing that. The three of you who are coming back, four of you?
I thought there were four, but I think Anthem was...
I think you are four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthem, Gunter, Elfric, and Fenwolf.
Okay.
You, let's see, so... Yeah, so I think you make it back to Berlin, and you see Aldric, you know, sitting on the front stoop. And I think, well, what do you want to do?
Well,
you feeling better?
We haven't found the boy yet, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm quite frustrated. You know, Gunther is very frustrated with all of this. So I will share what we found at the by the river.
I will ask Brune, the dog noises, was that coming from any particular part of town?
The dogs were I believe that was so you go to the hut there with the others. That was I believe that was near the cemetery.
All right. Trying to get something useful out of the evening, I will head towards the cemetery. Stomping
cool.
along.
Anyone going with him?
Yes.
Aldric will Excellent. Stagger up.
Yeah, I'll go as well.
Yeah. Excellent. Cool.
Me too.
So you guys head to the cemetery. Elfric, you going as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, so you can give me spots, track rolls, whatever you feel like doing as you get to the cemetery to look around.
Ooh, with a penalty die, it's still a 27, which is a hard success,
regular.
I assume. Yeah. Hard track.
Hard track, okay.
Regular track.
Regular track.
Okay.
Spill heat in, pass.
You did not pass, Gunter?
I passed.
You passed also. Spot hidden. Okay, cool. Yeah, so you get to the cemetery, and you do find some headstones that have been knocked about. You find, and as you're sort of looking at them, you actually see some tracks, and you see that there was some sort of a struggle. You see tracks of they're all human, start with that, of a small person and a probably a full-grown man. You had a hard success. I think so. The small person is barefoot. The full grown man who seems to have been in this struggle seems to be wearing some sort of a sandal. And then you also nearby see the tracks of some a booted man who sort of comes near, and then those tracks turn around and leave, and they stopped maybe, you know, 10 or 15 feet from where this struggle was. The small and large man, you can see that there's sort of two sets of tracks coming to this grave where the stones are messed up, and they are coming from the east, coming from presumably Berlin or that direction, certainly. And then there's one track that heads west, deeper into the woods, and that is the man's track.
So the little boy's track goes with the sandaled feet?
Yeah, they disappear.
They disappear. Oh. Mm. Could be carried.
Yeah, they do not leave. They come to the They come to the grave, but they do not leave the grave.
Oh. Is it a fresh grave?
No. It's freshly disturbed, meaning the stone, you know, the stones lining it around the border of it have been moved around. And Gunther, you actually notice that there is some blood on some of them.
Hmm. There's blood. So I guess we should follow the ones that, you know, we are already inferring that someone took the boy. So we should follow those tracks.
So, sorry, just to be sure. So a young boy and some guy in a sandal come to the grave. There's some sort of struggle. There's blood. The boy's tracks disappear. What happened to the sandal guy's tracks?
They head deeper into the woods. They leave the cemetery and head into the woods.
And so where do the booted...
The booted man came from the east and head back to the east. So they come to within maybe 10 or 15 feet of the grave, and then they head back.
Did anybody happen to notice what the father was wearing?
You can give me an idea roll.
I mean the small father, as in the father of the missing kid.
Yon. Yep.
Regular success in an idea roll.
Yeah, he was wearing boots consistent with the tracks, as do most of the farming men.
Okay. I guess I would be inclined to try to follow these sandals into the woods.
Okay.
Yes.
Simple to determine, like, some point in the struggle, you know, the footprints get a view of certain depth, but after the struggle has ended, whoever took the boy are going to be kind of deeper, let's say, in the ground.
Okay. You can give me a tracking roll, sure.
Okay. Sorry, I was away from my desk.
Is this everybody or just Gunther?
I guess if
aloud. Yeah, I will say it aloud. So let's look for, you know, the deeper tracks, because I got a 95.
Yeah, they look about the same.
I rolled a 0.2.
Yeah,
I got a 5.
Okay.
Success.
You guys think they might be a little deeper.
If I'm tracking, I've got an extreme with a penalty die.
So it's 3-1. Gunther is obviously an idiot. He can't see anything. The torch got in his eyes. Who knows what happened?
Yeah.
They do seem a little deeper than they were coming to the cemetery.
I do have a question. So the sandaled prints, do they come from Berlin along with the child's prints, or they originate in the cemetery?
They also come from Berlin.
They also come from Berlin. All right, let's just travel then.
Okay, so the four of you set off back into the woods. And you follow these tracks for a while. They head west and south. They seem to be following, they're sort of going in a direction, but following a path of least resistance. So they're, you know, they're not laser straight. They're, you know, following game paths and so forth. Can you all give me track rolls again, please?
I can try.
Regular success for me.
Nope. So you guys, you travel for tracking for quite a ways. And at some point, you know, you stop. You're looking around for the, you know, for the tracks. You're not sure you crossed a stream and were able to, you know, pick up the tracks on the other side. And then you're getting your torches out as you come to sort of a rocky area. And as you sort of lean down to look what you can see, Anselm, you feel a drop of water just land right on the back of your neck. And you look up and, you know, so you sort of wipe it off. And another one hits you on your forehead. And as you wipe that off, you realize that it's not water, but blood. And looking up into the trees above you, you see two mastiffs about 20 or 30 feet up in the trees. They are hanging from a fork in the woods, and you can see hanging about halfway down to you are their intestines. And I think we'll have you do your sand rolls, and then we'll stop there.
Perfect. Oh, no.
I could care less about two dogs up in the woods.
Yep, sure. Nope. I'm fine.
I have
with
a
this.
Penalty done on my sand roll.
No, I don't think
so. I've seen worse.
So it's a D2. A D2 if you fail, and nothing if you succeed.
Warriors.
Hey, Edwin, yep. Before we sign off, did the father mumble about a monkey isn't dead?
No.
I love that.
Monk.
It was monkey. He isn't dead. But I would rather keep it monkey because that's
me
hilarious.
Too, exactly. Yeah.
I thought it was an affectionate pet name, and then Steve was making fun of me in the notes, so I was like, oh, man.
Can I ask for a quick clarification? Those sandals, the tracks came out to the grave, and then they went back to Berlin, or did they go in the woods as well as the boots?
The boots did not. So the boots went back to Berlin. The sandals went west.
So the boots came out, then went back, and the sandals came from the woods, then went out to the woods a little heavier.
Everything. So all three tracks came from Berlin, and then at the grave, more or less, the child's tracks disappeared. The booted tracks went back to Berlin, and the sandal tracks continued into the woods.
Gotcha. I thought someone was coming from the woods to meet somebody, but okay, cool. Thank you.
Another question, Edwin, before we go. The monks, they were all wearing sandals, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And did we ever read what the gravestone, you know, who was there?
You did not. And I'm not sure that they are actually... I don't think they're actually labeled. I think they are simply demarcated. Yeah, they're just stones around the border, but there's no, you know, carved headstones and dates and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, most people can't read, so there's no point.
Yes, exactly. Or can write. Yeah.
Yep.
Whew. We did a lot of running around in the woods.
a lot of woods. Yeah.
Yay.
In about 17 different configurations.
And yet at one moment you realize like none of them had been to the Rangers camp.
Correct. Or elsewhere, yep.
All right, thanks, Edwin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Were the mastiffs hunting dogs as well, or?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Interesting.
How are we actually doing in terms of plot? Are we sort of, you know, halfway through the scenario, 1/10 of the way through? I get the feeling we don't. We're just wondering.
You are
a bit lost.
I will say much closer to half. Way than a tenth, and I'm not worried about you guys losing the story.
Okay, cool.
But we haven't found the tomb yet.
More so. Interested in when yes. somebody has to be prepared to run again, or if you're more interested in whether you guys are, you know. But I mean, are you having fun? Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think Jim makes a good point. When you don't find the thing the scenario is named after, you might not be quite quite there yet.
Yes.
Although we were just in a cemetery, maybe we walked by it. We didn't realize.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah, a lot of fun, Edwin. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks all.
Thank you guys.
Bye bye.
See you later. Thank you, Evan. Bye.